Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Craft Beer Nation BJCP Hangout. Tonight we're doing the Amber Hybrid Beers, which is Category 7. That would include the Northern German Alt Beer, the California Common, and the Dusseldorf Alt Beer. And tonight we have with us our judge, David Hausman, and we've got a few Craft Beer Nation moderators, Gil Meller, and Boris Castellet, and Doug Nolan, and me, Ashley. You can also find us on Twitter at the CBN Community, on Facebook at Craft Beer Nation, and you can listen to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podcatcher. So tonight, let's see, who wants to start with the Amber Hybrids? It's one of my favorite categories. Anybody?
Well, I only had a few alt beers. I think three total. It's a style that it seems that is not so often on the draft. So
it's a kind of a rare style in America. We have two around my neck of the woods that are produced. Coast Brewing Company makes one called Ulterior Motive. And Old Mecklenburg makes one. It's just Old Mec Copper. It's like their house flagship beer. And I think they're both Northern German alts, but I don't know.
Yeah, funny enough, I had one at Disney World at Epcot Center at their German restaurant there. They actually had a good selection of German beers. And they had
I've had the same ones.
Yeah, they had Havel's alt beer.
Well, surely everybody's had the number one style for 7B California Common.
So let's
Anchor
go through.
Steam.
Yeah, so we could talk about kind of what they are and describe them a little bit, and then talk about some of the examples.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with the Dusseldorf Alt beer, because I think it's kind of a grandfather of them all in a sense, not maybe literally. What is it really? It's alt beer means old style. It's an old style brewing using ale yeast. Most of the beers we know from Germany are lagers, but there are some that use ale yeast. And alt beers, the Dusseldorf Alt is one. And it uses a yeast that's fairly attenuative. Results in it's fermented in an ale, but at very low ale temperatures or even lager temperature, and then the beer is lagered. So you have very low ester content, but it's really almost like an English pale ale. You know, if you took a Bass in a sense, like something like that, in that it's amber color. Fairly medium dry end of things, medium thin, medium body, very malty, and very aggressively bitter. That the kind of the key words for the beer is aggressively bitter. You know, 40 to 50 IBUs in that range, maybe even higher if it's a stick malt. So it's going to be very bitter, but it's got a lot of malt backbone to it, but not malty, a medium to medium full bodied mouthfeel malt that you might have in some beers. It's, like I say, fairly attenuated beer. So it's very, like a session beer, very thirst quenching. The malts that are used typically are Pilsner malt, some Munich maybe. If, depending on the brewer, and it varies from brewery to brewery there in Altstadt of Dusseldorf, they might use a little black malt, they might use a little bit of caramel malt, but it should not be caramely, it should not be roasty, it should not have diacetyl, it should not have DMS, just an aggressively bitter, very malty beer. There are some that even say it really should be anything from 100% Munich, light Munich malt to maybe a lower percent, maybe 40%, but In my experience, Pilsner malt and Munich kind of together make that a really good beer. And by using it at the fermenting at lager, closer to lager temperatures, and then lagering it, you get rid of most of the esters, and it becomes a very clean, crisp, highly aggressively hopped beer with a good malt backbone to it.
Okay.
Now, the malts that are produced around, outside of Dusseldorf, the North German alt beers, tend to be more like a brown ale. Similar sort of malt profile, maybe a little bit more caramelly than the Dusseldorf alt. A lot of them today are actually made with lager yeast. Some are still made like the Dusseldorf alt as a with ale yeast. There's some confusion about that. I mean, different brewers do it different ways. So you could be either one. You don't really know unless you happen to know that brewer and what they do. Not quite as hopped, as highly hopped, and not as bitter. Also not as sweet. Or it's, I'm sorry, a little bit sweeter. North German also a little sweeter than the drier Dusseldorf alt. So those two are very related, very closely related, as kind of a hybrid of ale yeast at lager temperatures. And then the California Common is kind of the opposite of that. It's using lager yeast at a warmer ale temperature, the low end of probably the ale temperature, but still an ale temperature. And then they tend to be lagered after that. The Northern California, or the, I'm sorry, sorry, the California Common, when we wrote the style, we really did this one. It's the only one in the style guidelines that's really written around a particular specific beer, and that is Ankerstein. The hopping in that is pretty well hopped, medium bodied. Again, kind of a caramelly malt backbone to it, pale ale malt, a little caramel is about it. But the hops in this are specifically Northern Brewer, U.S. Northern Brewer. Gives you kind of a woodsy, maybe some people say minty, hop character, not citrusy. And so we have some styles which are very broad in interpretation, and like a pale ale, but the California Common is one that's really specifically very narrow and intended to be that way. Now, there are other people that make steam beers. In fact, there are light-colored steam beers. But the style definition for the style guidelines was written really around one specific beer to give some challenges to people to kind of recreate that style. Not that they can't make a steam beer out of almost anything, I suppose. But so that's the three. They're hybrid in that they're kind of a mix of temperature and yeast that are not typical for the particular yeast.
All right. Is there any particular reason why you think a lot of like the craft breweries in the U.S. don't really get much into some of these German alt beers? I mean, because I've only come across probably one, and it was one of the guys in my home brew club that brewed one for beer camp in Sierra Nevada. They did it. An alt beer, but besides that, it's not one that I'm gonna ever remember actually ever having.
I really don't. I don't know why they might not. It could be a lot of people don't really understand it style. It's not, you know, the Dusseldorf alt is really unique to a sense around Dusseldorf. In fact, the Altstadt, the old city. You can go get Zumerge and some of the others right there. And I've walked, you know, just from pub to pub trying them just to see.
Nice.
And I think a lot of brewers here probably haven't had those as excellent examples of the style and may not really understand it. Certainly a lot of people that would be the drinkers don't know. They are used to something called a pale ale, either from U.S. Craft or from British Brewing. And so it probably is just an easier sell than doing something that people don't know. I can't speak for them why they don't do it, but...
I see more often on draft on the pubs than...
Could be the temperature
bottle.
Thing, too. A lot of the craft
could be, but most breweries have, glycol chilled fermenters and storage tanks, bright tanks, so...
Yeah.
They could certainly put whatever temperature they want in there. A lot of places may use a house yeast that's the same for everything. They may use something like a 1056 or for an ale and use it for everything.
That wouldn't be good in a lot of beer.
Right. So it could be yeast management, trying to bring in another yeast for that, like we talked about with the Kolsch. You need the yeast that's going to give you that real soft palate with the Kolsch, and here one that really expresses that aggressive bitterness. So it may be that people just don't want to manage it.
That makes sense.
So when you're judging these in a competition, like all the styles, any fault that you could find in a beer you might find here, from a technical standpoint, whether it's oxidation or it's astringency. But I think from a style standpoint, not as many people have probably been to Dusseldorf or to Münster and places that when I have the North German Alt. And the beers probably don't travel as well bottled as they are fresh. They'll take a wooden cask, set it up on the counter, drive the spile in, and serve it right off of that.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So you don't tend to get that, but bottled, I think people just miss somewhat the really hitting the style. On the head. Either it's too malty, they haven't really attenuated the beer properly. A lot of homebrews are not attenuated as well as they should be. I think when judging, that's one of the faults of a lot of brewers. And getting the right balance, it's easy to get the aggressive bitterness like in an IPA, but a little harder to get the balance right, that you still got the malt for that. When I've made alts, I've done decoctions to bring out the maltiness. I'm not sure that, I don't even know if the breweries in Dusseldorf do that yet today, although they did at one point. So judging it, you're going to look for, in the alt, the Dusseldorf alt, you're looking for that aggressive bitterness, you're looking for the hint of maybe a little hint of the Munich, kind of the rich melanoidins in the good balance of the malt to it. Some of the alt beer breweries do have some finishing hops, slightly, in aroma and flavor, not much, but they're going to be noble hops. Hallertau or Spalt or Tettnang or something like that. And then with the northern brewer or northern North German alt beers, they're going to be a little sweeter, not quite as dry, not as bitter, sort of like almost like a brown ale. The equivalent would be kind of the cross between a northern and southern English brown ales. Not going to have the fruitiness. It's going to be a little drier than the southern English brown ales. A little more malt, a little more hops than maybe the northern English brown ales. And it's fairly clean still. Either they used lower ale temperatures or lagering temperatures and then lagered it, or they used actual lager yeast, so they're not very fruity at all. And then if you're going to judge California Commons, it helps just go get an Anchor Steam and try it. It speaks for itself, really, you know. And you can have slight variations on that, but that would be the classic thing to judge towards. How close do you get to that?
I was lucky enough to judge this category on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? The competition there?
Yeah, we have one down in Charleston, like an hour and a half away from me here in Columbia.
Okay.
And we had a lot of really good entries. We only had 5, but they all scored rather highly.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. One of the things that I did run into, the person I was judging with, he's also studying for his BJCP, and we were doing the Dusseldorf alt, and it was rather hoppy, and he's like, should it be this hoppy? And I'm like, yeah, it says it can be, you know, fairly hoppy. I think that it falls within that category. And
yep.
He agreed with me. So.
Hoppy in the bitter sense, right?
Right.
Right, right.
Yeah, it didn't have a lot of aroma hop. I mean, it had a little bit, but it wasn't like, it was all noble hops.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was good. It's a fun category. It's one of my favorite ones to brew. I'm actually about to brew one.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever...
Uncommon. I like to brew the weird stuff.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever tried to brew anything like that before. But the Dusseldorf one definitely sounds more interesting to me to possibly try sometime soon.
Would you say decoction mashing is something that you would have to do?
No.
For the Dusseldorf?
I don't think you have to. Okay. I think if you use use Munich malt and Pilsner malt, you'll get quite a bit of malonoidins out of the Munich. You can always use a little melanoidin malt, too, instead of the concoction mashing. Because you want that kind of the breadiness, a little bit of maybe toast background to it. It's a really tasty, malty beer with this high, aggressive hopping, but yet the body and mouthfeel is... you know, medium light to medium. It's on the low end to medium. So it's like a session beer that you could drink a lot of.
And there's some grainy character in the northern one?
I wouldn't say grainy. Similar sort of, maybe a little more caramel in that. The one thing I always thought you get with the Dusseldorf Alt 2 was a little bit of astringency, and it's not from the grain. It's likely just from the hops, from the tannins and the hop matter that's in the kettle.
That makes sense.
When you were talking about the two different alt beers, you were mentioning how they sometimes don't seem to travel as well in bottles. Is that just towards the northern alt, or is the Dusseldorf the same?
The ones I've had here in bottles, I've never really thought they were as fresh as what was on tap in Dusseldorf, and that you wouldn't expect them to be.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how long they've been hanging around here.
Exactly, that's probably true of a lot of beers, by the way, but I think the Dusseldorf Alt just is it's kind of a delicate beer in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think things that are delicate like that, I don't think the Kolsch travels well.
I was just looking at some of these commercial examples on the BJCP. I don't know. I don't recognize many of these names, so I didn't know which ones of these may be more readily available in the U.S. versus others.
It may depend on where you are. Gil, what do we have around here?
He dropped out.
Oh, he did?
Around here, we don't have any of them.
Diebels, I've seen Diebels Alt quite a bit. The Schlosser Alt. I've seen the Zumerage not necessarily the cases in Pennsylvania, but I believe at down in Maryland at the place I go to there for beer. So, you know, if you can find them and then compare to what you may find as a local craft, whether it's a brew pub or a craft brewery, and see if they, because there's, they can call it an alt, but how does it compare?
Yeah.
And that's where beers that are judged at Great American Beer Festival or at the World Beer Cup, if they do well in that, the people who are judging that have more than likely tried the real thing on tap in Dusseldorf, and they're doing a very good job of picking out the best examples of the style. So again, go back and take a look at the Brewers Association probably has a list of winners. I know they have a list of winners from the last GABF. You can probably find past years and look for some of the winners for the U.S. versions.
I'm fairly certain the Copper at Old Mecklenburg won one, but I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, it's kind of crazy when you look at, like, the World Beer Cup results over the years, how, you know, whether, depending on the styles, it always seems like the German, whatever the German styles are, the German breweries always seem to just nail them every time. And you don't see very many breweries from the U.S. really kind of sneaking in and stealing some of their awards. They seem to really nail them down.
Well, I guess if you've been doing it for hundreds of years,
they do have a couple years on us.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's funny though, because you see a lot of some of the U.S. breweries kind of can get in there and do well with some of the Belgian styles, which they've obviously been doing for quite a while too.
Well, there are some good examples here. You know, some of the Pilsners, Victory or Pin and some of the others have done some very good job with Pilsners.
Yeah, I do like the the Prima Pils from Victory.
Yes.
So there's a fellow in my homebrew club named Gerald Jowers. He's a BJCP judge. He reviewed the Old Mecklenburg Copper for our local newspaper, and he says it's an exceptional example of a Dusseldorf alt beer.
Okay.
I tend to believe what he says, so. I'm going to go with that. But I think it's great. Old Mecklenburg is a German brewer. I mean, you know, obviously they're in Charlotte, North Carolina, but they specialize in German beers. And
there are other German brewers in North Carolina. If you look at Weeping Radish.
Yeah.
The fellow, I forget his name. I've met him. You know, he had a light, which was their Helles. An amber, which was a fest beer, and the dark is a dunkel.
Nice.
And they were always really excellent examples of German brewing, because that's what he was.
Right.
Well, his whole story is crazy, too, because it was something about like his when he came to the U.S. and migrated here, and how he didn't have, there was nobody around here that made good German beers, and his brother, I guess, worked in a brewery or something, and he had him come over here and help him get the brewery started. He comes, we have a big beer festival here in Virginia every year, and he always comes, and he's a hoot to talk with.
Where you guys get Weeping Radish, and we don't?
We don't get it. We only have it at the beer festival.
Where are you, Doug?
I'm in Roanoke, Virginia.
Oh, well, I come there frequently, so.
Okay.
I'll have to look you up.
Sure.
Is this the festival down in the park?
Yeah, Microfestivus.
Yeah, I've judged there before when we were judging.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, it's
a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
My daughter's coming to Columbia, the USC, in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah?
To visit some friends at the university. So.
Well, if she wants to stop by my house, I'll send some good bad weather for you.
Oh, well, I'll offline we'll talk about that. So anyway, think about when you're judging these, write down what you sense first. You know, when you smell something, what's the first thing that hits you? Or when you taste it, what's the first thing you taste? I tend to write them down kind of, it's like first impressions, you know, write those things down. And then the other things kind of come along. And what do you get in the background? What do you get mid-palate? What do you get in the finish? And write down what you don't get, too. I mean, for instance, if you don't get fruitiness, say that. That's good. If you don't have diacetyl, say that. It's good feedback to the person, you know, that, hey, they've done a good job. Or DMS or phenolics, you know. When you do get phenolics in these beers, any of these three, it would be wrong entirely. Just whether it's from the water or yeast or anything, any phenols would be bad. But I tend to write down what I sense, what I don't sense that should, you know, shouldn't be there, that, yep, that's, it's not there. And then you can make comments about what's appropriate for the style. So all of these beers tend to be somewhat copper-colored. Maybe that's why they call their beer copper. You know, not really so much, say, on the brown side of amber almost, right? That's kind of copper.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say that, you know, it's copper to amber or brown to light brown to copper color, whatever it may be, appropriate to style. I think all of these should have a nice big head on it. They should all be very, very clear. And the clarity range on things can be from cloudy, hazy, clear. But clear isn't bright. That's the next one, and brilliant would be the next. So commercially, they may be filtered, but even if they're not filtered, they're usually aged long enough that everything falls at least bright. So there shouldn't be any haze in these beers at serving temperatures. You can, you know, you put what you observe down, and then you can always comment on it's appropriate to the style. Looks beautiful, whatever it may be, right?
Right. I always enjoyed going back and noting as it's warmed up, like, what has changed in the beer, too, so that they
yep.
know.
Yep. Sometimes the volatile will start to come out as it warms.
Mm-hmm. Especially the aroma. My goodness.
Yes.
If it's too cold, you don't get any aroma at all when you first pour it. And a lot of times at competitions, it comes right out of the ice. That's never good.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
So is it safe to say the two alt beers, Northern and the Dussel, should only be hot with Noble, and a California Common is the only one with American since it's based around an American beer, correct?
Correct.
Ow.
And that Noble hops, it could be any of the varieties. It's not a specific, it's not narrowed down to one of the specific ones.
Correct. And again, it's interpretation. So what you might find is some of the higher alpha noble hops, and I forget, I believe Spalt is a little higher alpha in general than Hallertauer, for instance. So if you probably try to hop it with the higher alpha, to keep the total mass of vegetal mass out of the fermenter if you can. Because with that, you pick up tannins and astringency. So I'd use something like Spalt or any of the German noble hops that are higher alpha for bittering, and then use the more delicate ones for a little bit of finishing hops. These are not, you know, they're not going to be like a Pilsner or with hop presence for aroma and flavor, but a little bit would be appropriate in those beers.
One of the things I noticed with our competition this weekend is our California Commons. We only had a few, but they didn't have a lot of hop aroma in them. We got the woodsiness and the flavor, but we just weren't getting the aroma. my suggestion was to add hops later in the boil or dry hop them. I'm not sure exactly what Anchor does, but
I'm not either. And I don't get a ton of hops in Anchor. I must admit it's been a long time since I've actually had one. And I don't, but I don't recall it being, you know, a high hop aroma anyway.
But it should have some.
Just there, just barely recognize that. Yep, there's some woodsy. And an interesting thing I judged once was a mead that's made with malt. Honey and malt.
So a braggot?
Yeah, a braggot. So, you know, there's a fine line between what's a braggot and what's a beer with honey versus a mead with malt. Well, this was a braggot, but it was a California common braggot that you got the malt, caramel malt. You got the Northern Brewer hops, and you got honey. And so it was just
interesting.
One of the best examples of the California common was actually in a braggot.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've had Anchor Steam. I know it's a good beer. And I know the last time I had it was at the brewery, but.
And they have open fermenters there, right?
Yeah. Sure do.
They're cool ships. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Oh, they're huge. They're like, they're like little pools. Yeah, because they, when we went through there, they were, I don't know how many they have, but there's, on the tour, there's one that you can see, at least one, and it was empty, and yeah, it's like a big, about a big 4 or 5 foot deep standstill pool.
Like a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that we should touch on before we close out for this evening?
Nothing I'm aware of. I don't. Like I said, it's hard for me to come up with a lot of, you know, questions. It's just such a rare beer to me. So all three of these.
Well, I would suggest just try to find them. If you can find examples, there's that beer store down the market in Roanoke.
Yeah.
Right? Although some of the stuff there is. Can be pretty old.
It seems to have changed a little bit, but yeah, in years past, it could be a little rough. There definitely some things there that have some age on that shouldn't. But they've been getting a lot of them has been kind of going through there a little bit better lately.
But look for the commercial examples, and then try the. The craft brew, local craft brew, the examples, and see, judge them side by side if you can even, and see what you think.
Yeah.
Hey, Gil's back.
Yeah. Well, if nobody else has any questions and there's nothing else to bring up about style, I know I look forward to judging them again when hopefully Charlotte or maybe at my next competition in the fall. But, yeah.
Okay.
Amber hybrids, good stuff. So, for everybody listening and watching, remember you can find us on Twitter at CBN Community. Find us on Facebook at Craft Beer Nation. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher and Podcatcher. So, you can watch on YouTube as well. And, we look forward to seeing you in another 2 weeks when we will do 8, and that is one of my favorites, I know. Not looking at it right now. What is category 8?
English Pale.
Anybody?
English Pale Ale Stout.
English Pale.
Regular, not English. English Pale Ale. I brewed all three of these styles. I love English Pale Ales. Excellent.
They are good beers.
Yeah. So until next time. Great having everybody.
See you later.
See ya.
All right. Good night.
Cheers. Bye.